Welcome back to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bankstad.
I'm Pat Kreitlow, and we're still working on our musical cues, but we'll get Kirk there.
We were on vacation, Pat. I mean, I don't know this radio stuff.
And I forgot to take you to DJ school for a time. And our guest host this week, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, former legislative candidate from Green Bay and OBGYN. And we'll talk to her more later in the show about whether women in Wisconsin can lose more freedom over their bodies in a Texas style law that creates bounty hunters to terrorize pregnant women, because those are the happy things we really want to be talking about. But that's only the life that we're being given right now, and these things have to be talked about, Kirk.
Only in America, only in 2020s. Oh my gosh. Well, let's focus though still on COVID and school boards, because there's some crazy stuff happening in Wisconsin right now. So you know, people are bullying, threatening, and even recalling school board members who have the, wait for it, the audacity to actually vote to have kids wear masks at school during the COVID Delta variant to keep people from dying. So Patty Forsberg is our guest today, and she was a member of the school board in Somerset in St. Croix County until this week. She and another board member resigned rather than deal with a recall election forced by people who haven't yet figured out that vaccines and face masks save lives. Patty, this even hurts me to have you on the show to talk about this, but this is a blunt and maybe unfair question, but in 18 months ago, when the country seemed united about taking on the coronavirus together, could you have imagined that you'd have been in a situation like you were just in? Take us through when things in Somerset went from united to just nuts, like they seemingly are right now.
Well, I really feel like in our small town, it never really got to that united point. We had anti-maskers right from the beginning. We had businesses that didn't close down, bars that didn't close down when they were supposed to. So we had that divisive kind of environment right from the beginning, because right away people were against doing the bare minimum to hamper the spread of COVID. And then it was about March of this past year that it really started getting heated up of people not wanting their kids to have to continue wearing masks through summer school. And we were actually one of the only districts that was open in person all year long, due to the mitigation efforts that our district was mandating. So we wanted those masks to be on through the end of the school year, which was the end of summer school. And you could have your kids in outdoor programs. They wouldn't have to wear them outdoors, but any classes indoors, they had to have masks on. And that's what really put the fire under all the parents, people.
Certainly wasn't just Somerset. I mean, at last check, there are at least 8 Wisconsin school districts that have had or will have recall elections. In other districts, there have been resignations from the school board. There was a member in Beaver Dam this week who stepped down citing safety concerns. In Tomahawk, the superintendent resigned after anti-safeguard school board members pressured him. In Kenosha this week, electors voted not to pay school board members unless they attended meetings in person or instead of online. And in Eau Claire this week, the school board didn't put up with anti-safety nonsense. They straight up canceled a meeting when people wouldn't wear a face mask. So hats off to the Eau Claire folks for showing, you know, how you try to mean business. Of course, you know, it'll probably lead to some kind of a recall effort. But all this is to say, Patty, you knew this already. You are far from alone across the country, or even just right here in Wisconsin. And that, I'm not going to say misery loves company, but there's a lot of work to be done to get school boards back into the hands of folks who actually give a damn about kids' safety as well as low taxes.
Right. And I think one of the really interesting parts is, you know, school boards are comprised of really a whole walk of life. Their representatives have everything from, you know, a stay-at-home mom to someone with a doctorate degree. You know, it's, you can run on whatever platform you want and be able to sit there and represent your district. The interesting part was the 4 people who voted to keep masks was a physician, a nurse practitioner, someone who worked for the district attorney's office, a teacher who was afraid for the welfare of teachers, and then I worked for the Minnesota Department of Health. So all of us came from this area where we took COVID seriously, and due to our experience and the stuff that we were listening to, the experts, that made it, that somehow turned to us being political. And for me, it was just listening to facts and science, which I guess is really strange and hard.
Where were the other folks who voted down mask? Where were they coming from?
Well, one of the board, one of them, I think he, it was more knowing people who were really upset and having personal relationships with a lot of the community. Two of them were that way, having personal relationships with the parents that were the loudest, and not wanting to upset them so much because they were so loud and obnoxious. And then the third one actually is Sheree Link, who ran in the Senate recall race against my mother, Patty Shockner, and has different aspirations, I'm pretty sure, for political, you know, to move forward in the Republican Party. So hers, she's the one that we had a TikTok go viral because she compared getting a vaccination to, or the school requiring vaccination papers to Nazi Germany, I laughed in her face. And I made comments about how it wasn't the same. So that is the person who, unsurprisingly, was in support of making masks optional or not at all.
Eddie, this is terrible. So I'm with you. I believe in science. And I am so sorry for what you have gone through. We've seen this. I'm in the eastern part of the state, and we've seen this here in Appleton as well. It's very frustrating. Where do you think we go from here with our school board members, with our communities and our students and parents so divided? How do we get out of this ugliness?
Right. And it's not like people were fighting to get on school boards in the first place. I mean, I ran in 2018 or 2019 unopposed. No one was going to run for the other position. And so I ran just because I'm like, hey, I got nothing to do with my time. I'm pregnant with twins. Why not? And so I ran kind of just thinking that I would be able to fill the spot for the 3 years until more people got interested, because I truly believe in public service, especially nonpartisan public service. I think there's going to be, it's going to change because this the divisiveness is going to continue, especially while they start bringing up things like CRT and things like that into the school boards. And I think people are going to have to start standing up rather than letting these people continue to have this voice and allow this ignorance. We got to start standing up and say, no, you're wrong. We need to do what's best for our community and stop this self-serving. Because right now, I mean, I don't even feel that they really cared about the kids. It was just more their personal rights of not being able to control their kids at school, which your kid is the responsibility of the school when they're in the school. Like, that's always been the case. That's why they do active shooter drills, you know, and we train them at that, but we can't teach kids to do the bare minimum for each other and wear a mask. That somehow was too much. And it was really hard. So I don't know. I think a lot of people are going to get burned out and a lot of good candidates are going to be gone and people aren't going to run for a little while.
Yeah. You're so right. And I love your answer. Because you're right, the next thing around the corner is probably going to be CRT, but we do have to stand up and we have to run for these offices and we have to support each other and the people who do run for these offices. So that was what I was hoping you would say. Thank you for saying it.
Yeah.
So Patty, I know that, I mean, I kind of want you to stand up and fight back. Why did you resign?
So honestly, the recall election was coming and I wasn't going to run again in April. So for me to fight the election when I already wasn't going to run as for 6 months, I felt like I already told everyone I wasn't going to be out. I wasn't going to run again. So I felt that would have been hypocritical on my part to run for a race that for a position that I'm telling people I am ready to be done with. On top of that, I mean, I have 6 kids and I work full time and I work part time and I have another side hustle. You know, it's just, it didn't fit in my life anymore, which is why I wasn't going to run again in April. So, and now eventually I want to go get my law degree. And for something like that, I can't study for LSAT while having all the drama involved with doing school board. So.
And drama is just not what there should be, Patty, here at all. So in the 2 minutes or so that we have left, I want to see if we can turn this into a positive, but you may not agree, but I know you would agree that local races, local elections, local boards, school board, city council, county board, town board, are critical. We are certainly learning that lately. Can you still support or encourage a friend or a neighbor who's interested in running, or would you tell them not to?
No, I would tell them to. I'm trying to get, I think we need some young blood on school boards. I think we need to get more 18, 19, 20 year olds in there that just experienced the education.
That's right.
And actually would have some experience in there and would provide some youth. And because I mean, a lot of the school boards aren't parent age because you have your kids, so you don't run. It's people who either have had kids through the district and are already out or at the later end. So I think we need some younger people to get in there. And I really think that the youth right now is really motivated, no matter what side it is. But I also think we have to really push that this is that school boards, village boards, it's nonpartisan. And bringing your personal politics into these things do not make productive environments for public education and public services.
It's true that there really is. If you want to be, you know, if you want the vanity and the glory, there's plenty of higher offices to run mm-hmm. for. But you know, these schools, towns, villages, I mean, they need every little bit of public support that they can get from people willing to actually sit on these boards. And Patty Forsberg, I'm telling you, Somerset was damn lucky to have you. And I hope that law degree that you're eventually going to get turns into even more public service, because it's valued, it's appreciated, and we're really glad you could join us on the Upper North Podcast this week.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Come back later and come get them. Come go back and get them.
All right.
Oh, I'm going to
behind
the
you all
morning.
The way.
Don't worry. I'm going on the 28th because they're going to talk about CRT, so I'll be there.
Nice. Okay. Nice. Hey, coming up next, more with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Do the anti-vaxxers who are claiming my body, my choice, understand the irony when it comes to what Texas is doing to pregnant women and their rights? We'll have more in a moment. You're up north.